KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Modern Roofing. For all of your roofing needs, call Modern Roofing at 641-431-0335.
We all know how hard Mother Nature is on things. Hi, this is Cassidy. If your roof needs repaired or you need a new roof, you can call my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing. They give free estimates.
Modern Roofing specializes in tear-offs, re-roofs, layovers, repairs of any size using asphalt shingles, wood shingles, shake shingles, metal shingles, slate, tile, copper roofs, and steel. All products used in roofing are 100% American-made. Modern Roofing will travel as far as they need to do your job. Modern Roofing is licensed and insured and has been in business for 7 years. With the warm weather here, you need to call Jared and the guys today to get on their list to come to your home to give you a free estimate on your existing or new roof.
And my dad and the guys do such a great job being careful with your stuff and cleaning up. You might even say it's cleaner when they're done than when they get started. Give my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing a call, 641-431-0335 in Elkhorn.
Well, the state co-ed track and field championships will turn 10 years old this week, and organizers say it's a tradition that will continue. Prior to 2005, the Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union held their meets on separate weekends. And that all changed in 2005, and the Iowa High School Championships has become one of the biggest track meets in the country. Dave Anderson of the Boys Athletic Association, who says that merging the two meets was discussed for a few years before it actually happened. Anderson says the meet has been so successful that there's no chance of returning to the old format. This week's meet will be the final one for Anderson, who retires June 30th after 25 years with the association. Mike Dick, executive director of the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union, says the state meet is a cooperative effort between the two governing bodies. Dick says the co-ed meet has been more successful than he had hoped it would be, and he sees the format continuing into the future. The first of 3 days of competition at Drake Stadium begins this morning. 1A and 4A athletes will be on the track this morning. 2A and 3A athletes will get their championship run started later on this afternoon. Now, on the track today at the state championships, there'll be finals in a few events today. The girls 3,000, the boys 3,200 meters, both the girls and boys 4x800-meter relays, and also the girls and boys 400-meter dash will have finals today. Among some of the area participants in the girls 3,000 in Class 1A, a couple of Griswold athletes will be in the running. Rebecca Topham and Alex Flippin of Griswold are some of the top qualifiers. They'll be joined by Michelle Mum of Tri-Center, Megan Maskey of Woodbine, Kenzie Halsing of Sydney, Megan Deist of Audubon, Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley, and Caitlin Casey of Logan Magnolia. All will be in the girls 3,000 final in Class 1A. In 2A, Hannah Appleseth of Panorama, Alexis Cook of Missouri Valley, and Megan Hart of Shenandoah will be in the final. And in 3A, Tiffany Williams of Atlantic will run in the finals today. In the boys 3,200 meters today, in Class 1A, Shane Braheny of Nottoway Valley, Wyatt Schultz of Logan Magnolia, Brandon Seifert of Riverside, and Jake Weber of Boyer Valley will all be in the final. In 2A, Josh Sundberg of Red Oak and Freddie Hugg of St. Albert will run in the championship. And in the 3,200 meters in 3A, Joseph Rogers of Denison and Chandler Hagen of Carroll will be in the final today. Also in the 4x800-meter relay championships today, Griswold, Sydney, Exira, EHK, and Underwood all have teams in Class 1A. In 2A, Shenandoah and Trainer will compete, and in 3A, Harlan and Creston. On the boys' side in the 4x800-meter relay today, Griswold, Boyer Valley, and Nottoway Valley will have teams in the 1A final. St. Albert and Trainer in the 2A, Harlan and Creston in 3A, and Thomas Jefferson in Class 4A. Also in the 400-meter dash finals today on the girls' side, Mackenzie Daffer of Sydney and Jen Neville of Exira EHK will be competing in 1A. In 2A, a couple of Red Oak athletes, Kate Walker and Nikki Graber, will be competing. Asia Claver of Harlan will run in the 3A girls' 400 final. Also on the boys' side in the 400 meters today in Class 1A, Trevor Smith of Audubon, Jim Lake of Logan Magnolia, Travis Tupper of East Mills, and Jake Roden of West Harrison will all be competing. In the 2A boys 400 today, Kyle Lorenzen of Missouri Valley and Chase Hennon of Panorama will be running. In 3A, Brady Wheeler of Glenwood and Marcus Klein of Harlan will compete. And in 4A, Billy Ehrenberg of Abraham Lincoln and Jacob Rogers of Lewis Central will be running for the finals today. Now, there are also a number of field events, which will have their finals today as well. We'll have live coverage of the State Track and Field Championships here on KJAN all weekend long. Chris Parks and I will be tag-teaming some of the coverage for you. I'll take care of today's updates for you. We'll have our first update from the State Track and Field Championships later this morning at 10:45 here on KJAN. The Iowa High School Coaches Association's final boys soccer rankings of the season look like this. In Class 1A, Dyersville-Beckman is the top-ranked school, with Iowa City Regina, Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, Mid-Prairie, and Danville rounding out the top five. Also making the top 16 list, Riverside. They're in at number six. St. Albert is ranked 15th in this week's poll. In Class 2A, it's Norwalk, Waverly, Shell Rock, Spencer, Cedar Rapids, Xavier, and Pella, the top five. Also in the list, Glenwood at number six. ADM is ranked eighth. Creston is in at number 12 in this final poll. Also in Class 3A, Johnston, Iowa City High, Iowa City West, Linmar, and Cedar Rapids, Washington are the top five ranked teams in this week's poll. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
We all know how hard Mother Nature is on things. Hi, this is Cassidy. If your roof needs repaired or you need a new roof, you can call my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing. They give free estimates.
Modern Roofing specializes in tear-offs, re-roofs, layovers, repairs of any size using asphalt shingles, wood shingles, shake shingles, metal shingles, slate, tile, copper roofs, and steel. All products used in roofing are 100% American-made. Modern Roofing will travel as far as they need to do your job. Modern Roofing is licensed and insured and has been in business for 7 years. With the warm weather here, you need to call Jared and the guys today to get on their list to come to your home to give you a free estimate on your existing or new roof.
And my dad and the guys do such a great job being careful with your stuff and cleaning up. You might even say it's cleaner when they're done than when they get started. Give my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing a call. 641-431-0335 in Elkhorn.
In baseball, Arizona shortstop Chris Owings threw wildly to the plate on a bases-loaded grounder in the 12th inning, allowing Matt Holliday to score the winning run in the St. Louis Cardinals' 3-2 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks last night. The Cardinals cut down the go-ahead run at the plate in the 10th on Daniel Descalso's perfect relay throw from down the left field line. Holliday walked off of Trevor Cahill to start the 12th. Matt Adams doubled, and Yadier Molina was walked intentionally. Alan Craig then hit a grounder, and Owings had plenty of time for a force play at the plate, but his throw eluded catcher Miguel Montero. Seth Maness allowed a hit in the 12th inning for the Cardinals to pick up the victory. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati beat Washington 2-1. The Dodgers over the Mets 4-3. Milwaukee beat Atlanta 6-1. Miami 14-5 over Philadelphia. And San Francisco beat Colorado 5-1. In the American League, Jeremy Guthrie, Wade Davis, and Greg Holland combined on a four-hitter, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Chicago White Sox 3-1 Wednesday night to avoid being swept in their three-game series. Guthrie, who is winless in seven starts since an April 9th victory over Tampa Bay, left after seven innings with the score tied at one. He gave up three hits, walked two, and struck out two. Wade Davis struck out two in a flawless eighth and has tossed 10 scoreless innings in his last nine appearances. Greg Holland logged his 13th save in 14 chances, but not before giving up a single to Diane Vicieto and walking Adam Dunn in the ninth inning. Left-hander Jose Quintana gave up three runs on eight hits over seven and a third innings for Chicago. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Cleveland over Detroit in 13 innings, 11-10. Texas edging Seattle 4-3. Oakland got by Tampa Bay 3-2. Toronto down Boston 6-4. The Angels beat Houston 2-1. In interleague play, it was the New York Yankees outlasting the Chicago Cubs in 13 innings, 4-2. Pittsburgh outscored Baltimore 9-8. Minnesota blanked San Diego 2-0. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was Iowa beating Round Rock 6-2. Nashville beat Omaha twice, 5-4 and 13-4. The San Antonio Spurs blew by the Oklahoma City Thunder 112-77 to take a 2-0 advantage in the Western Conference Final. Tony Parker led the way with 22 points. Danny Green added 21 on 7 three-pointers. Tim Duncan contributed 14 points and 12 rebounds in just 29 minutes of action. Oklahoma City's Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook each had 15 but combined to shoot just 13 of 40 for the game. That scene now moves to Oklahoma City for the next two games starting Sunday night. The L.A. Kings scored six unanswered goals in rallying from a two-goal deficit to stun the Chicago Blackhawks 6-2 to even that Western Conference final at a game apiece. Five of those goals came in the final period, including three by Jeff Carter. He has seven postseason goals. Drew Doughty and Tyler Toffoli also scored in Los Angeles' 5-goal third period as the Kings became the first visiting team to win in Chicago this postseason. The Blackhawks won their first 7 home playoff games this year. It's the Kings' first postseason victory in Chicago in franchise history after 7 straight defeats. That series now moves to Los Angeles for 2 games, starting with Game 3 on Saturday night. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Modern Roofing. For a free estimate of all of your roofing needs, call Modern Roofing at 641-431-0335. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.